Facebook and its other properties, WhatsApp and Instagram, are starting to operate again after an outage of about 6 hours. That was worldwide. Facebook Policy Communications Director Andy Stone writes this evening, "To the huge community of people and businesses around the world who depend on us, we're sorry. We've been working hard to restore access to our apps and services and are happy to report they are coming back online now. Thank you for bearing with us." The reason for the outage is not immediately clear, but multiple security experts quickly pointed to a domain name system problem as a possible culprit. Security expert Adam Levin is co-host of the What the Hack podcast. He tells us tonight DNS translates websites into IP addresses that can be read on a computer. It's often called the phone book of the internet.
Facebook today took away the map telling the world's computers how to find its various online properties. So as a result, when you type Facebook.com into a web browser, the browser has absolutely no idea where to find Facebook or Instagram or the others, and so returns an error page.
What's the lesson for us?
To give you an example of how this is a teachable moment, we had on our podcast recently somebody who is a very well-known designer of eyewear, and he conducted all of his business and communicated with all of his vendors by way of Instagram and WhatsApp. And unfortunately, in his case, someone stole access to his Instagram account. He didn't have the information as to how to contact those people, and they didn't have other information as to get a hold of him. So as a result, he lost a significant chunk of his business. So you almost have to think about, when something like this occurs, what's your backup plan? Well, some people said, well, what about Twitter? Well, Twitter doesn't allow you to communicate with people that you don't really know. It has to be someone known to you. You can't send a message to someone you don't follow, whereas on Instagram and these others, there are ways to communicate with people. So you need a backup plan. It could be the most basic of all backup plans is have people's contact information on your phone, on the device itself, or have a little black book. Or have this information in an encrypted thumb drive, which is not connected 24/7 to the internet in the event someone tries to get into your networks. So you really need an analog approach to this. And this is a situation where it's almost one person at a time. Just as we have a shared responsibility. And as part of that shared responsibility, it's important to have an analog backup. If we do it one at a time and do it the old-fashioned way, this is one of those situations where the more things change, the more they stay the same, but you can be an agent of change.
On Skype, that's Adam Levin, co-host of the What the Hack podcast. Get it wherever you get your pods.